flips on papier of the teacher. And here today's date is 06-10-2024. Dictation is for Melody Moore. Moore spells M-O-O-R-E. Melody spells M-E-L-O-D-Y. Date of birth is 04-18-1989. This is a 35-year-old female here for a routine follow-up period. This paragraph, Ms. Melody has a history of opioid use disorder. She's currently on Suboxone. Here for follow-up for this condition and medication refill, she states, since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient stated that she had to leave work 1 hour early today. Company wanted her to stay, but she had to make her appointment and she left 1 hour. She's requesting a time off for 1 hour period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented. Time three. Creating alert to attend as normal motor and sensory functions and normal mood and affect a normal period. Next paragraph. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 125 over 68. Pulse 109. Open parenthesis, patient active smoker. She stated she smoked just prior to coming to the clinic and that may be responsible for her pulse being high. She has no short of breath, no chest pain, no calf pain. Close parentheses. Next paragraph. Respiration 18, temperature 98.8. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs. Patient is tachycardic. Explanation above. Next paragraph. Abdomen non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is opioid use disorder. Assessment number two is medication refill. Patient has had a discussion about cutting back and she said she's not ready as yet. She said she did try but does not like the way she felt when she goes at the lower dosage. She says she wants to continue at the current rate. Period. The medication was refilled as follows. Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film. She will take one film SL TID for 30 days, number 90, 90, no refills. Given the opportunity to ask questions, it says she has none. End of the dictation.